Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This young man was evaluated every Saturday, and every time the evaluation went down, he passed with flying colors. Had a sick season. I mean, well over 100 catches, well over 1,500 yards, 18 touchdowns. He's a big kid, 6'3", a buck 90. You know he'll add some more weight as he gets into the NFL. One of the top wide receivers in an absolutely stacked class. We're talking about Justin Jefferson from LSU, national champ. Justin, Tiki, and Tierney, welcome to the show. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Congrats really well. On a great season,
pal. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Congratulations on the national championship as well. I got a chance to watch you guys live when you played Alabama, and it was a show. I mean, there's a lot of great wide receivers on the field that day. You know, but you know, the question I have for you, because your draft stock is just rising. It's flying up, and it starts because of what you did at the scouting combine when you ran under 4.4, and people expected you to run 4.5 or 4.6 or something like that. This right. process, I mean, it's exciting. It obviously always is. I remember going through it myself. What's been the most surprising part of it for you? But what's been the most nerve-wracking part of it for you so far?
Well, I'm going to start with the nerve-wracking first. Probably the most nerve-wracking is probably just finishing off with the national championship and, not having as much time as everybody else to train. So, 3 days after the national championship, I'm going to IMG and going training for the combine. So that's probably the most nerve-wracking part, just, making sure that you're mentally prepared to, go into these meetings with different coaches and also being ready to, go and perform the best you can or during the combine.
Yeah, and what complicates this, Justin, I'm not sure if they've added or they've even sent out the green room invites. I don't know. You're obviously very highly rated, but it just seems like what was supposed to be this incredible spectacle, getting on a boat, going to shake the commissioner's hand, the Vegas was going to be absolutely just incredible. And now it's going to be dialed down big time to a point that is sad, although it's obvious why we're doing this. How much of the unknown portion of what draft day experience will be do you wonder about? Because this is the one time you get a chance to do that, shake the commissioner's hand.
Right. To me, I'm not really, it doesn't really matter whatever date they set for the draft. I'm fine with. So, that's their decision.
Were you planning on going if you were invited?
I'm not 100% sure yet. Yeah. We still have some time left to really, think about the draft and everything. So I wasn't, 100% sure yet, but, of course, I had it in mind.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking to Justin Jefferson, terrific receiver, LSU national champ. Justin, do us a favor. We've all dissected Joe Burrow. Let's get to some of your teammates and bounce around a little bit. Take us through the 2019 season, which for Burrow was historic, and your teammates, incredible. The Joe Burrow in the huddle, what is he like? Joe Burrow barking out the plays, getting ready to get you guys in the end zone. What is Joe like in the huddle?
Joe's definitely that guy that has that confidence. He's 100% focused during the game. But so is us. So, having a quarterback like that and to know that going into the game, We're confident that he's going to make those right throws, and we're confident that, you know, he's going to set us up to win the game. So having Joe, it just was an easier job for us. And we just went out there and just made those big plays for him and set us up for the national championship.
Teague, I just want to follow up on that. No, I hear you. And, you know, we've had him on the show. I met him once. He's definitely a confident kid. He composed. He's very composed. I think he's got a great presence. But is he the kind of kid where, or young man at this point, where if somebody runs the wrong route, will he bark at a teammate? Like, does he have that kind of leadership where, all right, we know this is Joe's deal and Joe's deal only? Does he have that kind of personality?
Oh, definitely. I feel any quarterback that wants to win, wants to be the best, will do that. So, I mean, we get on each other for messing things up. So, Joe's not perfect, and so are we. So, you know, whatever we need to do to get back on the right page, you know, we do so on the sideline or even in practice, just going over those extra reps, making sure, you know, we have that connection down pat.
You know, Justin, last season for you guys was epic, and it was beautiful that you put it all into perspective at the end of the season. But during the season, I mean, it was markedly different watching the offense last season, the one that you just finished, the one the year before. And we all know why it changed and how it opened up a lot more. But when did you all hit the point where you felt like, man, we are as good as we thought we could be?
Right. I mean, this whole LSU was mostly a defensive school. So, you know, Tyron, Matthews, Patrick Peterson,
yep.
Mo Claiborne, all these different top guys that came from defense. So we knew that we were going to be good on defense. We knew that, you know, our defense was always going to be up to par. So we always felt the offense was letting the defense down. So this year, when Coach Joe came in with this new pro-style offense and had us spreading the ball around, getting the ball to different guys in open space, we fell in love with it. So, you know, we took it upon ourselves to run away with this new offense that we had. And, I mean, it was even better just having different playmakers on offense to get the ball downfield. So, it was just a no-brainer for us, and we just fell in love with the offense, and we took it and ran with it.
Yeah, you know, this is unfair to ask you this question, but was it easier for you because your teammates are so great? I mean, you and obviously Jamar Chase, who I think led the team in touchdowns, despite you having 18, Terrace as well, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, it's, everywhere you look, there was a stud. There was no one you could just ignore. Did that make it easier for you in a sense?
Definitely. And I mean, I'm pretty sure it's even easier for Joe having different guys to go to, just not having, you know, only one person on offense to make those big plays. So it definitely was easier for me, and I'm pretty sure it was easier for Joe as well.
So that's Justin Jefferson. You know, Justin, you sound like an incredibly humble and focused young man, and that's a great reflection of how you were raised, and you try to keep it in check. Obviously, you know, your life's about to change pretty soon, and I know, you know, getting for the positive, getting drafted is a blessing, and, you know, whomever drafts you, you'll go and you'll put your best foot forward. I get all that, but if you were to be incredibly candid and really honest with us here, if I said, what's more desirable to you, all things considered even, going to a team with an established veteran quarterback or going to a team with one of these young stud quarterbacks and growing together, which do you think would be more appealing to you?
Me personally, I'd probably say going to a team with a more experienced quarterback. I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, these young quarterbacks are going to be great as well. So don't get me wrong. If I'm getting drafted to a team with a young quarterback, you know, I'm all for it. We're going to grow. We're going to get better together, and we're going to succeed together. But having that quarterback that's already been in the league, and you know, they already had the winning, the all these different things to go with the great quarterback. So you know, having that experience as an NFL quarterback, that's, I feel like they have the advantage right now.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. How is this slowdown in the world right now? How's it impacted you? Like, how you training? How you staying ready with everything that's going on with the coronavirus?
It's crazy. All of this is crazy. Everything just turned around very suddenly and out of nowhere. So just having to really go off of just not being able to leave the house and not being able to visit different teams, not having a pro day, you know, they having, you know, conversations about the NFL draft. So it's definitely tough, definitely hard to just, you know, stop everything you was doing, stop, you know, visiting the teams and everything, having to really just train on your own and not having, you know, a trainer or having somebody work with you to push your body to do better. So
yeah,
it's definitely difficult, but I mean, it is what it is. So you got to work what you have.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You were talking earlier about the defensive stars that have come out of LSU, and you're selling some of the offensive players short. Obviously Leonard Fournette was there. Odell Beckham Jr. was there. Jarvis Landry as well. So there's a little bit of a pedigree developing for wide receivers. Cause I mentioned the other two guys that you played with, it's in some ways becoming wide receiver. Have those guys reached out to you at all? And, you know, what are you learning or have you learned from them being as alumni of your university?
Oh, I talked to every single one of them. Every person you just named just now on offense, I talked to them. So, I mean, talking to Odell and Jarvis, especially, you know, they're in my position. They had success when they were also at LSU, and they're doing tremendous things at the pro level. So, just being in their ear and just listening to everything that they're really telling me, and just being mentally and physically prepared to reach this next chapter in my life. And I mean, of course, I'm trying to be the best receiver in the NFL, and especially in the draft this year. So just doing whatever it takes to become the best and to not settle for less.
All right, all I need to know before we let you go, that money Odell was flashing the night you guys won, was that real?
It was real.
I love it. I love you kept it honest,
give it
too.
Back. You have to. What are they going to do? They can't take your championship back. Whatever. You're going to the pros, brother. You're going to get a lot more of that green, that's for sure. Justin Jefferson. Hey, listen, it's obviously the most unique draft circumstances for anybody really ever. Enjoy it as much as you can. Try to stay safe and stay sane, and really looking forward to see you at the next level. I think we all expect big things out of you, man. Enjoy this run as much as you can.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.